say goodbye. Looked out the window, watched you walk away. Told myself I wasn't gonna cry. This morning in the sweet, sweet summer rain, I watched the children laughing as they played, oh so joyful in their game. But you know I couldn't feel the same. Oh, no matter how I tried, and oh, I just need you, I need you tonight.
Okay, got things going on here. Jennifer, thank you so much for coming on air, switching places with Linda Viennes. And while Linda is getting set up, I'm going to play a song. And I sound like I know what I'm doing, don't I? Oh, hold on 1 minute, 1 minute before.
I'm just going to, I just want to say thank you so much, Kirsten, for having us, having me here. What a pleasure to be back here in the studio and get to chat with you and It's just really awesome to be here.
Fantastic.
Thank
so,
you so much.
Amazing to have you here. You know, I feel like I had asked Jennifer and Linda to come under false pretenses because I thought
That's
I
okay.
might be stepping away from Mike for something about the
That's
women.
That's all right.
I'm taking a little hiatus. Mike is happy that I'm not leaving.
Yay. So, and me too. I'm really happy you're not leaving as well.
I will say my co-DJ Sue and Jane invited me over for dinner last week and we all had a heart to heart. So it's, I think I just kind of, you know, sometimes you just make your decisions. You're like, wait a minute, I didn't really mean that.
Yeah. But that's good. You know, you get to take the time that you needed and wanted, and then it's great for us that you'll be back.
And it was the impetus to get two amazing musicians into the station. So
happy to be here.
Fantastic.
Awesome. Have a great day, everybody.
Likewise. And
Thank
if
you.
I do this right, we'll get a song playing.
So good to see you.
So great to see you, too.
Have a great day.
You, too.
Well,
Okay, so this is crazy. This is crazy because that was Linda Vienz on vocals and hello.
Hi,
Linda
Kirsten.
Vienz on vocals. That's your latest song, The Ones.
Yes, it is.
And it's it's funny because in my head I was thinking about the message of some of your songs and how connected you are with your friends and bringing light into the world and, of course, kindness. And I whispered over, what's the first song you're going to play?
Yes, I am going to try to keep myself together. I just lost my beloved mom a couple of days ago, and I was by her side, and I'm a bit of a raw... vulnerable, stumbling along creature at the moment, but it's such an honor to be here. It's an honor to be in the proximity of great musicians like Jennifer Truesdale and dear friends Mike Newman and Kirsten, and all the support that WMFO gives our music scene. And this goes out to all of you. It's called I'm in Love with My Friends, and it's you can find it. It's recorded right now with the Back Porch Carousel, and it's on Spotify. And here we go. The night is dark, the lights are on in all the houses. There's a family at the table, I hope they're counting all their blessings. And I may be alone with no lover at home, but I'm headed down the road and I've got someplace to go. And now we're sitting by the fire in the January cold, talking about how did we ever get this old. Faces in the flames, those we lost along the way, do they know how much we miss them every day? Oh, oh, I'm in love with my friends. It might sound strange, but it's just the way it is. Saturday night at our favorite bar, you take the high and I'll take the low. Remember when wanting that one nice and slow. I'm in love with my friends. It might sound strange, but it's just the way it is. So golden, step outside and put your feet into the ocean. Another day, and it's there for the taking. Another song, and it's ours for the making. Oh, I'm in love with my friends. It might sound strange, but it's just the way it is. Thank you all so much for being here. I feel like I'm being held in a beautiful blanket of love. Thank you.
I think when I hear you perform that song solo, I'm hearing the voices of some of your friends in the background.
Yes. Yeah, all our BPC friends are on that. Randy Black, Adam Sherman, even Larry Durst sings on it, Sarah Levesque, even Peter's Arcadis, I believe, did sing.
Wow.
And Eric Martin. So, yeah, it's super fun. And then my band, Girl with a Hawk, is doing it now, like, way faster, and it's throwing all the BPP people off, but we're loving it, doing it as well. It's really fun.
Well, I have another BPC song lined up. Do you want me to play that and give you a moment to catch your breath and then have you...
Please do.
I hope I'm not stealing your thunder by playing... What were you planning on playing today? I want to make sure that I...
I was going to do a new one that we haven't played out yet. And then I was going to do It's the Way by Girl with
Hawk. Okay,
so
well then this one, I'm going to throw this on.
Sweet.
Driving around this old town, seeing things I've never seen before, faces at the window but no one at the door. I guess I'll set these bags down. You think you might not carry on.
Okay, kindness. And that was a version with the Back Porch Carousel. And oh my goodness, so much to talk about, so much going on. Back Porch Carousel played together recently at Sally O'Brien's. And, you know, we'd gone through the pandemic once a month, every month, different cause, different musicians joining you. You really carried us through a tough time. And the synergy is there.
Thank you. Yes, it was really a beautiful creation that Larry Dershowitz and Adam Sherman instigated, and just kind of came right, you know, just were totally present with the needs of the local pubs and clubs. And it was a way for us to all stay active. And we just did not even know at the time, like first show, I think was May of 2020 or whenever it was, that it would just lead to this beautiful, amazing friendship and continued collaboration. And everyone's gigging around town, and everyone has their solo stuff, and we support each other. And I just have to give a quick, before I forget, I have to give a quick shout out to the beautiful and talented Marnie Hall, who played violin on that track. And I just love her playing so much. And she's just a beautiful songwriter in her own right. So I just had to get that in.
Yes, so talented. Well, and I think the beauty of the Back Porch Carousel is the visuals of it, this idea of being on the back porch in this carousel, this round robin of musicians, and then the true embodiment of that, because many of the members have residencies at the Plow, and so it would be unusual to go and hear a musician and not see a number of the rest of the band, and true. Then the next thing you know, you're circling up on stage, and it's all a beautiful experience.
It is.
But aside from Back Porch Carousel, you have your own band.
Yes, and that really formed in the middle of the pandemic as well. And I had been on hiatus from Kingdom of Love, which I had done for a bunch of years with Richard Lamphere, an immensely talented musician and writer and producer. And that was more of a studio band. We didn't have a live band really, because I was home with my daughter Ruby, and you know, I had to really stay hunkered down during the teen years. And so Angeline had ended, and there was a, you know, a good long space. And then Richard and I started working together, and that was a beautiful thing. But I always knew that I needed and wanted another performing band, and specifically a rock band, because that's that's my first love. And performing with high energy and some grit, and where people can dance, is really my most favorite place to be. And so slowly but surely, we put a lineup together and rehearsed during the pandemic. I made these crazy screens with curtain rods, portable like clothing racks, and
oh yeah,
clear shower curtains, and we did all kinds of crazy
shit. Did they have like seashells on them?
Well, that would have been so much cooler. No, they were just plain, and we were each siloed in our guitar player Dan's big, beautiful living room, and our, you know, 20 million feet away from each other. But we started to get songs arranged, and you know, and then we didn't play out until a year ago, September.
The Sanctuary.
Actually, the very first was with Girl with a Hawk, was at Boynton Yards with Once.
Oh, okay.
That
okay,
was
yes.
September
yes.
something, and late yeah. September, I think. And
well, I think the Sanctuary was one of the first indoor shows I went to. You were
yes,
there.
Yes, it was. That was the first indoor one we did, for sure. That yes. was only our second gig, so.
And then I've seen you at the Burin.
Yeah, when we got to open yes. for the Nervous Eaters, which was
how
like,
cool was that?
That was like literally we were jumping out of our skin. Mm. We were like, may we be worthy. this is only our third gig, but oh my God, we're going to, or maybe our fourth, I don't remember. Right. But yeah, we're still new and we're gelling, and the lineup is amazing. It's Richard Lamphere on keys and guitar, Dan Coughlin on guitar. Everybody sings, by the way. We're trying to integrate that live. Nancy Delaney on drums and Lee Harrington on bass. And it's just a beautiful group of people and friends. And we're having a ball. We're just having fun.
Yes. I'm so excited to hear you play live. But I do want to mention one more question.
Yes.
You've mentioned your daughter, Ruby. I believe she was on a song recently with Crow Follow. Yeah. Is that possible?
Yeah, she recorded some vocals, backing vocals to Tim and Judith Sprigg's project, Crow Follow, and she did a great job and had a blast. And then she's also featured in the video, and the song is called Indiana Line, and definitely check it out. It's raw, it's dirty, it's fun, and it's a great song.
That's great. Well, the acorn does not fall far from the tree.
Apparently.
Yes. Okay, I'm going to turn our mics off and give it all up to you, and you're going to sing something that is not yet recorded.
Yeah, not yet recorded.
Is this a world premiere? Hold on.
We actually did play this almost. It's funny enough. We did play live here acoustically, Richard, Dan, and I don't know, a couple weeks ago, 3 weeks ago or something, with Joel Simkus.
Oh,
and on the town with Mikey D.
Yes.
And we played live in the studio, and we had an amazingly great time, and Joel made us sound so good, and he recorded everything, and then we had a nice interview with Andrew, forgetting Wilson, I think. Anyway, so it was debuted then, but I will do it again.
Well, and that answers
today.
My question, because when I looked in our system, I saw that there were some songs that didn't make sense to me, and I thought, where did they come from? That's Joel put them there.
Oh my God!
Thank you, Joel.
That's so cool.
Okay, take it away, Linda.
Okay. This is called Share It All, and it goes something like this. I took too much for granted all of my life. I didn't understand it. Couldn't see the light. Was I only playing? Yeah. Getting free in a way. Opened up the history books and I'm down on my knees. Down on my knees. Yeah. When I'm walking down the street, what do I see? A thousand different faces, and every one of them is me. We are bent but not broken, like trees in the wind. What doesn't break us here? What breaks us in? Could it be more clear why we are here? You can turn your eyes away, pretend that you don't see how much everybody else is just like you and me. Love could rule the world and all people could be free. Those who are strong would just carry the wind. Could it be more
Thank you so much. Talk
it's...
about a personal concert.
Oh my goodness. You guys I'm close to you and you make me feel so safe. I just close my eyes. I can go where I need to go. Thank you.
Right. Fantastic. Okay, well, I'm going to throw a song on that's recorded. Let's see what I come up with.
Um, just a common girl who lit a light of dynamite inside this big, big bang world. So long to another day, I try to fight it, try to fix it, and it just wouldn't go away. But I don't wanna know the reason why we're standing here. Killing and the drilling, and they just don't seem to die.
Stack up over the horizon line. A thin, chalk-like line of white smoke rises from the long, black, Tipperillo-shaped chimney of a Midwestern meth factory. Double yellow line.
broken Chevy turns, it will never start. My baby cries, open up your heart. She said, I love you.
You hear me knocking?
She said, I love you.
Can you hear me knock?
She said, I love you.
You hear me knocking?
She said, down bone and a rusty shell. Two skeletons lie on a dusty bed. Ribcage heart is a burning rail. My baby's love is a never dead. She said, I love you.
You hear me knocking?
She said,
at all. always comes from dreams. You must wake up, stand tall and walk alone. The connection is inside, the choice to live until you die, the need to find your way back home. And the hardest thing to take is the way the heart just breaks with no rhyme or reason. And the harshest thing to face are the brutal twists of fate, and that I don't know anything at all. Anything at all.
Of your love.
Okay, that was Shelter of Your Love, Linda Vienne's. And I have this one is released as a single. Was it released as a single and then you also did a version on Asa Brebner tribute, or am I like getting my...
This I put it on my own Bandcamp as a single, but it was part of a compilation, the first CD of Asa Brebner tribute songs that wonderful Larry Newman put together and did a fantastic job.
Yes. Okay, I'm going to read the song lineup quickly, and you have the story behind the story. And Brian Young has joined us on mic.
Hi, guys.
Our favorite.
So we've got Mike on the mic friend. And Brian Young with Crash Course for the Ravers, who's going to take over at 1 o'clock, and Linda Vienne's and myself, Kirsten, because this is something about the women. And
on WMFO.
Yes, 91.5 Medford, Massachusetts. Shh. Yay! Okay, so you played a version, you played Share It All, you played that live. Thank you so much for gifting us that beautiful, beautiful song and experience. Thank you. So then that led into Angeline, Girl of Opportunity, and then Crow Follow, Indiana Line, and back to Angeline with The Hardest Thing. And you know more about these songs than I do, so I'm going to let you actually talk about these three songs and kind of the personnel on them and who's who and the special nuggets we need to know about them.
Oh, you got it. Well, Girl of Opportunity is an Emily Grogan song that we did and recorded in the band that we had together called Angeline, and that was produced by Asa Brebner. That record and all kinds of wonderful players that we had on it. And then Indiana Line is a Crow Follow song, our good friends and comrades for many, many years, Tim Sprague and Judith Sprague, and their amazing band. And then my daughter Ruby is featured on some background vocals in that song, which is super fun, but it's a great song. John Keegan, so many good people, and we love that song. And then The Hardest Thing is from the Angeline record, Powder Pearls, and that you heard Asa Brebner on bass on that, and Emily on guitar and backing vocals, and yeah, that's one of my faves too.
And actually, I ended with Shelter of Your Love. I forgot to type it into this stuff. And hey, guys, keep me honest here.
Yes, the Shelter of the Love. That's the song from the Larry Newman compilation, and that's Johnny Barash on drums, John Pfister on bass, Trick Wallace on guitar, and me singing. So
beautiful.
That was a great opportunity.
I wish we had some Trick Wallace. We don't have any Trick Wallace.
I know,
Nell,
my
we?
God, he's such a good songwriter and such a fine gentleman. Love that man.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Love
we'll
him.
We'll have to look
I
into that.
I know he complained to me about not getting played. I'm like, you know what?
You got to get it to me,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, give me the CD.
We can do that. So Brian Young came into the studio, saw Linda Vienne's sitting here, and got a smile a mile wide.
Well, yeah.
Oh, my God, guys.
Just trying to think of what I'm going to play. I don't know. It's Robert Plant's birthday.
Oh, well, there.
Wow.
That's a lead
happy
for
birthday,
you.
Robert Plant.
Do I like,
there you go.
Go back to my high school days when I was a leadhead.
And that recording that I love with Alison Krauss.
Yes.
Raising Sands. And then there was a follow-up one that has a play on that name that I forget what it is. And their duets are just like...
They're stunning.
Is there a new one, or are you talking about the one that was like 20 years ago?
Well, Raising Sands is... I don't know how old it is now, but they do have a follow-up to that. So, and it's somehow... Sounds like Raising Sands. I feel like the title is similar.
Yeah, like their fortune teller. It's an old song.
Yeah. I love the twist in that, right? Yeah.
Well, the Stones do a version similar to it.
Yeah.
There you go. Okay, we're helping you with your playlist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good idea.
He's such an amazing example for all of us of another person, like Nick Lowe, who I had the great pleasure of seeing last Monday night down at Harbor Lights with Elvis Costello.
So sorry.
Nice.
People who just keep working.
I saw they were around, right.
And, you know, and just keep collaborating and making new stuff. It's so inspiring and so beautiful.
Nick Lowe is so different that I had a conversation about Nick Lowe, and you would have thought we were talking about two different musicians until we talked about recordings. My personal favorite is Dig My Mood.
And I don't know what that is.
I saw a video from that show when Elvis was playing Allison, and he was so... The crowd was just singing every word, and he was just like hand over heart. Like,
I've
oh
seen
my God.
Him.
The love for him. The Boston... I saw so many Boston musicians at that show. It was hilarious.
Where were they at?
They were at Harbor Lights. I guess it's called the Leader Pavilion or something.
I think I was there.
I
think I was there once.
I still call Greatwoods.
Me too.
You know what I mean? Like, what the F? I don't know.
Me too.
It's, you know, it's the place. It's the physical place. It's not the corporate sponsor. It's the
Correct.
Place where we hear music.
Once again, you've nailed it.
Okay, and huge shout out to Kirsten Trevinsky, who has tirelessly run Something About the Women, and with her other amazing DJs and collaborators. And shout out to WMFO and all the great people that are here. And thank you for sharing so much music from around the world, and especially with a focus on local music. We really appreciate it.
Well, local music
thank
is at
you,
the heart
Linda.
Of what we do,
thank
right?
you for the music.
Thank
yeah.
you, Brian.
She's going to bring some rockers in, she says,
oh,
for
yeah. oh,
a crash
yeah.
course for the Ravers.
It's hard with an acoustic guitar to but, you know.
Bring in a CD, like I said, bring in a CD. Bring in a CD, or we're going
to
be singing.
Oh, yeah. You know.
Well, and you know, I would say my courage to have musicians come into the studio, which is becoming easier and easier, I learned from these two DJs. Mike on the Mic brings in live musicians. Brian Young brings in live musicians. And local musicians, young musicians. I mean, there are times where, you know, I go out in the hallway and Brian's got a band in with like seven members. Pre-COVID, of course, but we're getting there.
Yep.
I had my first band last week.
Nice,
since,
Brian.
Since COVID, yeah.
Fantastic. Nice. Okay, well, this is what we have time for because we're WMFO and we have our station requirements. I'm going to do a quick station ID. Hold on 1 second.
So I'm a dog and I just got adopted.
I'm coming up at one.
New human guy. And I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. He's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one
hey,
end.
Hey, give
on
me my dog!
End, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he feels good at home. But it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt.
Adopt.
Brought to you by the
Come
Ad Council
me.
And the ShelterPetProject.org.
They don't feed me.
True. Yeah, I'm down to one foster right now. She's half blind, she's half deaf, but she's adorable. She does these vertical leaps. Somebody is going to meet her tomorrow. He's driving from Norfolk, Connecticut to meet this dog.
Oh, bless him.
Yeah, so it might work out. She might have a home.
Hope
so. Thanks for that service that you provide as well, Kirsten.
You're welcome.
I got my coon cat from a shelter, so I did my part.
You did. So what's your cat's name?
Gusta.
Oh, stop. Of course it is.
Short for Augusta. Augusta.
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, that's literally what they were calling her at the shelter, Augusta.
I have friends that got two cats in the 8th month of the year, so they're named Gus and Leo for August.
Oh, that's cute.
Okay, so you have your guitar. You're ready to go. I'm going to turn our mics off and hit it.
Okay, this is called It's the Way. This goes out to my wonderful bandmates in Girl with a Hawk and all our friends. Be good to each other, and I'll see you out there soon. Oh my God, huge miss on my part. We are playing the Plow and Stars September 10th, Girl with a Hawk, with Scott Pittman and the Deluxe Fiasco. Be there 10 p.m.
Hey, what are you doing tonight?
I'm going to the Magic Room.
Me too.
Oh my God, I'll see you there.
Fleshtones, Magic
Sweet.
Room tonight.
Sweet, I know, I'm so excited.
With
yeah.
Glider and
Tiger Balm, who are
Tiger Balm,
freaking
yeah.
awesome. Linda Mandolin. Okay.
I'm emceeing it.
Love it.
Yeah, so it'll get her guitar.
Oh yeah, sweet guys, this is for everybody, and have the best rest of your day. Stick around for Brian too. Bye. It's the pain that makes us all the same, don't you know? Oh, don't you know? And it's the way, there comes a time you must explain and you must go. Oh, you must go. But you'll remember every place. You remember every face that got you through. And there's a hand held out for us to take as we break. Oh. There's the thing we have loved.
might save you. That you know you got to sing, that is true. Oh, that is true to you. There's the space that you know you've got to make for something new, for something new. Come now, darling, walk beside me, 'cause you don't wanna stand behind me. Nobody's better than anybody else. Cry for everything it cost you, but everything you lost might save you.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Thank you.
So, can you remind us again? So, please tell me the date and your show.
Yes.
September.
Saturday, September 10th. We're so excited. We're feeling, you check vax cards. We're just kind of trusting that people are, oh, Plow and Stars. Thank you, Brian.
What time?
Scott Pittman, 10 p.m.
Nice.
And come on out. Come out to eat beforehand.
Cozy place.
Jim Siri makes fantastic food. Yeah, we're going to just be all together and dance and celebrate life. I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, great. Well, the Plow is such an amazing place to go. I personally like a 10 o'clock show because the kids, and by the kids, I mean the dogs are all tucked in the bed and they're asleep and Mama can go out and, you know.
Mama can go out and listen to some music and